Macroeconomics, Chapter 14, Money and Banking. Asset. Item of value that a firm or an individual owns. Asset liability time mismatch. Customers can withdraw a bank's liabilities in the short term while customers repay its assets in the long term. Balance sheet. An accounting tool that lists assets and liabilities. Bank capital. A bank's net worth. Barter. Literally, trading one good or service for another, without using money. Coins and currency in circulation. The coins and bills that circulate in an economy that are not held by the U.S. Treasury, at the Federal Reserve Bank, or in bank vaults. Commodity money. An item that is used as money, but which also has value from its use as something other than money. Commodity-backed currencies. Dollar bills or other currencies with values backed up by gold or another commodity. Credit card. Immediately transfers money from the credit card company's checking account to the seller, and at the end of the month the user owes the money to the credit card company. A credit card is a short-term loan. Debit card. Like a check, is an instruction to the user's bank to transfer money directly and immediately from your bank account to the seller. Demand deposit. Checkable deposit in banks that is available by making a cash withdrawal or writing a check. Depository institution. Institution that accepts money deposits and then uses these to make loans. Diversify. Making loans or investments with a variety of firms, to reduce the risk of being adversely affected by events at one or a few firms. Double coincidence of wants. A situation in which two people each want some good or service that the other person can provide. Fiat money. Has no intrinsic value, but is declared by a government to be the country's legal tender. Financial intermediary. An institution that operates between a saver with financial assets to invest and an entity who will borrow those assets and pay a rate of return. Liability. Any amount or debt that a firm or an individual owes. M1 money supply. A narrow definition of the money supply that includes currency and checking accounts in banks, and to a lesser degree, traveler's checks. M2 money supply. A definition of the money supply that includes everything in M1, but also adds savings deposits, money market funds, and certificates of deposit. Money. Whatever serves society in four functions, as a medium of exchange, a store of value, a unit of account, and a standard of deferred payment. Medium of exchange. Whatever is widely accepted as a method of payment. Money market fund. The deposits of many investors are pooled together and invested in a safe way like short-term government bonds. Money multiplier formula. Total money in the economy divided by the original quantity of money, or change in the total money in the economy divided by a change in the original quantity of money. Net worth. The excess of the asset value over and above the amount of the liability, total assets minus total liabilities. Payment system. Helps an economy exchange goods and services for money or other financial assets. Reserves. Funds that a bank keeps on hand and that it does not loan out or invest in bonds. Savings deposit. Bank account where you cannot withdraw money by writing a check, but can withdraw the money at a bank, or can transfer it easily to a checking account. Smart card. Stores a certain value of money on a card and then one can use the card to make purchases. Standard of deferred payment. Money must also be acceptable to make purchases today that will be paid in the future. Store of value. Something that serves as a way of preserving economic value that one can spend or consume in the future. D account. A balance sheet with a two-column format, with the T-shape formed by the vertical line down the middle and the horizontal line under the column headings for assets and liabilities. Time deposit. Account that the depositor has committed to leaving in the bank for a certain period of time, in exchange for a higher rate of interest, also called certificate of deposit. Transaction costs. The costs associated with finding a lender or a borrower for money. Unit of account. The common way in which we measure market values in an economy.